Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Vaidya Sahni Ayurved Laboratories Limited H2 and FY23 earnings conference. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Rohit Sahni, Managing Director and CEO from Vaidya Sahni Ayurved Laboratories Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Vaidya Sahni Ayurved Laboratories maiden earnings call for the half year and full year ended March 31st, 2023. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to you all for taking the time to join us today. I have with me on call Dr. Vidyut Thal, Whole-time Director, Mr. Shripad Upasani, the Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Yogesh Vadavalkar, the Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Darshan Shah, the Chief Financial Officer, along with the Adfactors PR, our investor relations team. We have shared our results updated presentation. I hope you all must have received it. Since this is our maiden earnings call, I would like to share a brief insight about our company, some recent developments and industry scenario also before we get into the business and financial performance of the half yearly and full year of FY23. Vaidya Sahni Laboratories works under the brand Madhavbagh. Madhavbagh is a unique medical service institution which blends traditional medicine system with modern diagnostic techniques. We have more than a decade of expertise in treatment and cure of chronic ailments like heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Founded in 2006 with a vision to reduce the mortality and morbidity due to heart disease and lifestyle disorders. Our approach to the treatment using non-invasive, multidisciplinary, and innovative therapies has helped establish Vaidya Sahni as a dependable option for treating chronic ailments. We provide healthcare services through Madhavbagh clinics. Journey begins in 2001, where I learned the traditional Ayurvedic treatments from my father, Dr. Madhav Sahni, who was an Ayurvedic Vaidya. This was despite having MBBS degree in modern medicine and keen to pursue a specialization in surgery. I chose to serve the patients as per traditional means using modern research-based methodologies. We developed research-based customized holistic treatment plan. This is where the seeds of future success of Madhavbagh were sown. We copyrighted several therapies with the success of total heart treatment process with heart patients. We decided to build an exclusive residential Ayurvedic treatment facility for our heart patients. We could offer a combination of Panchakarma with appropriate daily routine, yoga, exercise, and controlled diet under best medical guided therapy. The first hospital is spread across 3.5 acres at Khopoli near Mumbai-Pune highway, and this is the world's largest and the first residential hospital treating heart ailments without any invasive procedure. This hospital started receiving continuous stream of heart patients from N number of locations all over the globe. We thought to take Madhavbagh treatment closer to patients. With this thought, we decided to take up new initiatives, which was to set up Madhavbagh clinics all over. The first clinic was in Dombivli. After experiencing overwhelming response, similar clinics were opened at Thane, Viliparle, and so on. Realizing the benefits of these clinics, we introduced the franchise clinic model, and the first franchise clinic was opened in Goregaon. As part of our strategy, with strong learning towards knowledge-based and research-oriented work, we decided to set up an independent research center named Madhavbagh Research Center, which catapulted the name of both Ayurveda and Madhavbagh in the medical field in India and abroad. Another feature was added to the crown when a World Cardiology Congress held in Beijing, China, research papers from Madhavbagh on the utility of total heart purification treatments and Purnahriday Shuddhikaran were accepted and published since. Several ailments several eminent heart specialists from all over the world were present there. Similarly, our research paper has been accepted in World Cardiology Congress in Dubai as well. Patients from different parts of the world have been coming to Madhukar Hospital at Khopoli for treatment. We started another hospital at Nagpur in 2012 on the Amravati Highway near Kondhali village on sprawling 6-acre plot. There is a lot of misunderstanding and fear about heart disease among common people. To overcome this, Madhubhag took up an initiative named Arogyam Hruday Sampada, which was a health awareness program. Several programs have been held all over Maharashtra under this initiative, where stress tests were conducted absolutely free for the senior citizens. We realized that in order to properly combat rising threat of cardiac and other chronic illness, it would be necessary to hire skilled medical professionals. With an aim to properly educate and train new doctors themselves, with the help of Vaidya Sane Trust, Madhubhag Institute of Preventive Cardiology was established at the Maharashtra Arogya Vidya Vigyan Vidyapeeth, MUHS, the Maharashtra University of Health Sciences, as a tribute to and recognition of Madhubhag's achievements. This is India's first ever interpathy chair in this Maharashtra University of Health Sciences. As on March 31st, 2023, the company operates about 302 clinics across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, Goa, Karnataka, Delhi, Chhattisgarh, Kerala, and so on. Out of these, 49 are company-owned, 57 are OPD clinics, OPD and mini-clinics, and 196 are franchise clinics. We also operate two cardiac treatment hospitals in Khopoli and Nagpur, respectively. We empanel with more than 30 insurance companies to offer cashless facility at Khopoli Hospital. At the company clinics and hospitals, it uses modern diagnostics, diet, and physiotherapy, and advanced Ayurvedic procedures, the Panchakarma procedures, to provide heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, reversal treatments to its patients. This helps in improving the exercise tolerance of the patients, improvement in the grade of symptoms, improvement in maximum oxygen uptake, that is VO2 max, reduction in the HbA1c, that is the glycemic index of the patient's blood, as well as we improve the metabolic equivalence in the patient's heart. Now, talking about something about the recent developments, past year was very eventful, where we achieved several milestones during our journey. Our principle about heal the world through our scientific evidence-based Ayurveda therapies, we organized the 9th World Ayurveda Congress and Arogya Expo with focal theme of Ayurveda for One Health at Panjim, Goa, which was promoted by Madhubhag, and second time we earned prime sponsorship for the event. Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji visited Madhubhag's exhibition stall and appreciated Madhubhag's model of preventive cardiology. Dubai, being a global city and a hub for health and wellness, we have incorporated wholly owned subsidiary there by the name Madhubhag Health Food Supplements Trading Company LLC, where commercial license has been issued by Department of Economy and Tourism, Government of Dubai. Main object of this company is to trade in food supplements and natural herbs, which are under classification by Department of Economy and Tourism. We have recently inked a memorandum of understanding with Raja Ramdev Anandilal Poddar Central Ayurveda Research Institute, the CCRS wing, to undertake a research project entitled as Efficacy of Ayurvedic Intervention, the Rudayarnav Ras and Haritakyadi Yoga, as an add-on to standard care in stable coronary artery disease assessed through global longitudinal strain imaging technique, a randomized controlled trial. This research institute, working under the Central Council of Research in Ayurvedic Sciences, which comes under Ministry of Ayush, which is the apex body in the country for the formulation and coordination of research in Ayurvedic sciences on scientific lines. CCRS has earmarked budget of about 1,50,24,490 rupees for this research project, and duration of this project is going to be about 2.5 years, that is about 30 months. Madhubhag is delighted to join hands with CCRS for this eminent research project. We have received mandate to provide training sessions on diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease reversals to 65 Ayurveda practitioners of state of Uttarakhand. This training session will comprise 300 hours of training through online and offline mode, which will be held on 6 February 2023 to 8 February 2023. It was conducted. recent developments post March 2023. I am happy to share with you that in April 2023, company has executed share purchase agreement with shareholders of Dynamic Remedies Private Limited and UV Ayurgen Pharma Private Limited to buy 100% equity share capital, making them a wholly owned subsidiary of Vaidyasani. Dynamic and UV both have diverse medicine and product portfolio, and it is one of the top suppliers of the company's Ayurvedic medicine. Both these transactions would help the company to achieve more effective economies of scale, better quality maintenance, and quality control of products. Speaking about the overall industry, growing incidence of lifestyle diseases, rising demand for affordable healthcare delivery systems due to increasing healthcare costs, technological advancements, emergence of telemedicine, rapid health insurance penetration, and government initiatives like e-health, together with tax benefits and incentives, are driving the healthcare market in India. Indian healthcare industry was valued in estimated to be about 5 billion in 2023. The healthcare sector in India is expected to reach a size of about $188 billion by 2030. Digital healthcare market in India was valued at INR 116.61 billion in 2018 and is estimated to reach 485 billion Indian rupees by about 2024. Expanding at a compound annual growth of about 27.41% during 2019 to 2024 period. Telemedicine market is the maximum potential e-health segment in India, which is expected to touch about 5.4 billion by 2025, growing at a compound annual growth rate of about 31%. In Union Budget 2023-24, the Government of India focused on integrating Ayush system in national health ecosystem. Had got a boost in the budget 2023 and 24 presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The total allocation of budget to Ayush Ministry was increased by about 20% to rupees 3,647 crore. The budget has also emphasized on promoting evidence-based research in Ayush systems through Ayush Research Council. Now coming to our financial performance, half year FY23. In the half year ended 31st March 2023, our company achieved net revenue of rupees 53.5 crore, an increase of nearly 24% half yearly. The EBITDA, excluding other income, was at rupees 3.9 crore in the second half of FY23 as against 4.3 crore in the second half of FY22. The profit after tax was rupees 2.2 crore in the half year of FY23 as against 2.1 crore in the second half of FY22 as increase of 3.1% half year on year. Basis EPS stood at rupees 2.07 in H2 FY23. The full year FY23 net revenue for the year was around 99 crore in FY23 as against 74 crore in FY22. An increase in 32% year on year on account of increased footfall count and effective marketing and branding activity such as the World Ayurveda Congress and online web series. EBITDA, excluding other income, was rupees 8.3 crore in FY23 as against 6.9 crore. In FY22, year-on-year increase was 20.28%. The profit after tax was rupees 5.2 crore in FY23 as against 3.5 crore in FY22. Year-on-year increase was about 49.6% on account of increase in new patient enrollment into the care plan. Basic EPS stood at rupees 4.94. I'm happy to share that the board has recommended a final dividend at the rate of 2.5%, that is rupees 0.25 per equity share of face value rupees 10. This is subject to approval of the shareholder. This is all from our side. We can now take questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sudhir Behta from Right Time Financial Consultants. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Rohit, and many congratulations for holding the con call and also, you know, crossing the 300 mark on the centers, including company owned and franchisee.
Thank you.
Sir, my question would be, now these 300 plus centers will mature in this current year. So I believe that growth should be much more higher than what you clocked in FY22. So what kind of growth do you foresee in this current year? And also, how many centers do you plan to add to these 300 plus centers? And what would be your strategy going forward?
Okay. The growth in terms of number of clinics that will be increasing, we are planning to have about 70 to 80 clinics more as we go ahead in the whole year. So about 70 to 80 clinics will mature in the whole year as we'll be going ahead, as well as the existing clinics, about the odd 30, 35 odd clinics that have begun in last 6 months or so, which have got operational, they also will mature to a certain extent. And the growth obviously is going to be higher as it was compared to the last year.
Yeah. So can you quantify the growth going forward in this, actually, FY23-24?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What percentage of growth you are looking in?
Yes.
It's an estimated one. You can provide an estimate here.
Yes.
It should not be concluded as a one.
Right, considering the impetus that Ayurveda now getting and the centers are also being now popular.
Yes.
So what kind of growth you foresee in your estimate for the current fiscal?
Yes. The growth that I expect in this coming year is going to be more than about 25 to 30% on the earlier turnover that we see.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, sir, always, and thanks for the opportunity to ask the question.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Keshav Harlalka from BHH Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Rohit Sane. I'm Keshav Harlalka from BHH Securities.
Hello.
Yes, doctor. Is my voice reaching you?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Sir, my first question is to you, sir. I have a set of 5 questions. So you have done an IPO in February 2022 by selling 27 lakh shares at 73 rupees.
Right.
In April 2023, after a gap of 14 months, you yourself have subscribed to 5 lakh shares in the form of warrants at 221.35, which is 3 times the price of 73. So after a gap of 14 months, you have bought 5 lakh shares in the form of warrants. So what is making you so bullish? Can you expand on that? I think part of the question has already been answered, but can you add some color to that? Secondly, I would like to congratulate you on taking your own concern at a throwaway valuation. So how much is that going to add to profitability in current year and next year?
Okay. I'll try to put those figures across. You are absolutely right that I have subscribed for the warrants, and the reason behind it is because I see the growth ahead. Like, for example, the first question that I answered about 20 to 30% of growth will be seen minimum in the coming year. That is first. As well, we are now starting with the distribution of products through various distribution channels. Recently, we have started propagating a medicine called as Madhav Prash for the prevention of heart disease. And this Madhav Prash has got a very, very good response from the people. And a lot number of Madhav Prash products are being sold through the online digital media itself. Now, going ahead, in the future, we are planning to create distribution network for these products along with other food products, which is going to again give a good boost in the product division of Madhav Bagh. Now, having said this, the other question that you asked was the dynamic and the UV companies that we have made 100% subsidiary. Now, the reason behind it is these are product manufacturing companies, and where these products would be manufactured would be our own subsidiaries itself. So, as a whole, the growth would be seen in the whole company network itself, and that is how first thing that I see improvement. The second, we are also working on various different styles of having patient acquisition. So that will also help in increasing the total business of the clinics. New clinics that we'll be seeing opening in the coming few months, that also is going to add to the whole growth. As well as we are also coming up with various different other initiatives in which we'll be having the joint healing, the subsidiary that we have. That also is going to have various different new products that we studied in the last year for the joint pain management, as well as for the various different health juices that we'll be going ahead with. So all these things coming together, I see a very big, good growth that can be coming in the next few years. And this was the right decision from my side. That is what I think.
Got it, sir. So, I just want to congratulate you because this acquisition will be very positive. Would it add 3 to 4 crores in terms of profit to our company going forward for the current year? The acquisition of the making the 100% subsidiary of the product manufacturing business?
Yes.
How much would it add in terms of profitability to our to Madhavbagh in the current year? 2024.
Yes. Like for example, if at all we see, without having any mathematics done, it is very clear that about 2 to 3 crore of profit will be seen as compared to the last year's revenue itself. And when we go ahead in this year and when the total turnover increases and maximum number of products will be manufactured by the subsidiary itself, obviously this is going to grow bigger than this.
Got it. So we are basically capturing the complete profit in Madhavbagh itself versus it going to an outside entity, which was the case earlier.
Absolutely right. As well. The food that we manufacture, the diet kits and all other food products that we manufacture outside our company, that also we are planning to get inside the Dynamic and UV. So that also is going to add up value to the whole acquisition.
So it is a total backward integration in the ecosystem.
Absolutely.
Of Madhavbagh, which is a very, very good acquisition. My heartiest congratulations to you, and I'm delighted being a shareholder of Madhavbagh. My second question is to Darshan Shah, the CFO of Madhavbagh. So you have a turnover of 100 crores in FY22-23. Can you give us a breakup of what is hospitals versus clinics? And in clinics, what is the average revenue per clinic? What is the capacity utilization per clinic? And what can be the capacity utilization in the current year?
Okay. So, thank you. First of all, I'll give you the breakup of a broad breakup of the division-wise, like hospital versus clinic. So, in financial year 22-23, we have revenue generated from the hospital is around 19.87 crore. And clinic around 80 crore versus in 2022, 15 crore from hospital and around 59 crore from the clinical operations. This is the first thing. Second, as you said, we are, can you come again with the second question?
The second question is, what is the capacity utilization per clinic?
Okay, so at present, the clinics are utilized at up to around 50 to 60% of their daily capacity. We can call it is measured in terms of number of panchakarma a clinic can perform with 8 hours duration a day.
So you're only at 50-60%. What is the average revenue per clinic?
So average revenue, if you can consider, you know, with around 300 clinics and around 80 crore, so it will go up to around 4 to 5 lakhs a month per a clinic.
And what can it go up to if you are at full capacity?
It has a potential of around 7 lakhs, 7 to 8 lakhs minimum per clinic, average out. When we average
what
out...
What we can do.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you throw some color on the hospital expansion strategy? Because I think are we looking to acquire some land at the existing hospital at Khopoli? Are you looking to increase in infrastructure over there? Are we looking to add more beds in the next 3 years? Can we throw some color on that,
sir? So basically, yes, hospital operation, and we got, as you said, you know, we got two hospitals. One is at Khopoli and other one is at Kondali. Now, Khopoli at present runs at the capacity of 45-bedded hospital, wherein we ideally in a month do more than 200 admissions a month. Now, this requires an expansion, like we find over a period of time that there is a full, still there are a capacity or there are, you know, number of patients we can add it by just creating, you know, a new land acquisition wherein we can build up, you know, few more rooms. Which supports further admissions, and probably from here itself it can grow the turnover in, you know, the more than 200% or more than 100%. Okay, so at present, yes, we have initiated this land acquisition. At present, this land is being into the agricultural area. It is an agricultural land which is undergoing on for the process of converting into the non-agricultural land, and post that, that company will be coming into the picture for buying out that land. And after that, you know, the small time into the construction, say around 3 to 5 months into the construction into the existing land, wherein we'll be adding up the beds in the, say, 20 to 30 bed into existing land, and the what we have, we are going to acquire, wherein another 20 to 30 bed we are going to create, which will add up the total bed capacity from 45 to, say, around 90 to 100 bed hospital. Now, this is going to be a phase-wise manner so that we will not be incurring undue or you know, unnecessary cost in, you know, creating an excess capacity, but, you know, it remains underutilized. So this is how what we are planning to spend, you know, the, right now the company has cash, you know, liquid cash, we can, so we can call it in the every form, around to the tune of 13 crore, which are partly will be utilized for the expansion, buying the land and creating, you know, the few more 20 to 30 rooms immediately in next 3 to 5 months at existing land only. So this is how we have planned as a stage-wise and phase-wise expansion at Khopoli.
Got it. Now my third question is to the CMO Yogesh Walwalkar. It is this is in regards to the insurance. So there was some conversation that we are going to get insurance at the clinic level. So what has happened to that? The second subset to the question is, are we going to, we have got a lot of insurance companies where we can get direct, without incurring a cost, we can get admission in the hospital and you can get treatment if you have a heart ailment. So are we getting New India Insurance empaneled, are we going to get empaneled with New India Assurance as well? Because there are a lot of people in India who have policies with New India Assurance. So can you throw some color on whether we are going to get empaneled with any insurance company for clinic level insurance and what happens to New India Assurance?
Yes, yes, that's a very nice question. We have started all the efforts of, you know, getting empaneled with insurance companies at clinic level, but there are certain processes like, you know, at clinic level, my clinic should be NABH approved. So the process has already started to get my clinic on board and do their NABH so that, you know, we get to that particular position where all the clinics get listed with the insurance companies. Secondly, New India Assurance questions, most of these companies who basically have, you know, policies for Ayush, automatically all the companies who have Ayush facility in their policy, they can use our IPD facility. Maybe it's a New India National. So many of the New India Assurance policy holders also who have got Ayush included in their policy are getting the benefit of this policy. Other, the clinic process, getting any, you know, getting the clinic's NABH is under process.
So I'm talking about cashless insurance.
No, no, we are getting cashless also. That's what I'm talking about. So cashless is the facility provided by the insurance companies, which actually, you know, have been provided by all the insurance companies to the IPD.
Got it. Got it. So I'll rest my questions over here. And if there is any question, opportunity to ask any more questions, I'll ask it after everybody is finished asking.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nikhil Arora, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
You are audible, sir. You may proceed with your question.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
So in the previous question, you answered that we are adding 70 to 80 new clinics. So have you any target region in mind for that?
Yes, we do have targeted regions in our hand. Right now, the 70 to 80 clinics that will be added will be mostly about from the franchise route itself. And a few of them, about 10 to 15% of these clinics would be company clinics. And majorly it would be franchise. Now we have started promoting our brand in the northern states of India, due to which we are getting good amount of support from these franchises from the northern states. Like for example, now we are concentrating in Calcutta, we are concentrating in Punjab, Amritsar, we have concentrated ourselves in Delhi. So these northern states of our nation, Rajasthan also included in it, these are our major target areas where these clinics would come in. And a few of the franchise meets have been conducted and we have already started proposing our whole franchise module to them, and we are seeing a good amount of response from them. So the major expansion is going to be in the northern states.
Okay, sir. Got it. And sir, any new product development in the pipeline?
Product development?
Yeah.
Yes. So as what I just mentioned right now, Madhav Prash, that is already been promoted. Now we are trying to have more better research on this Madhav Prash, which is going to give more wider reach through this product. That is one. As well, several other products in pipeline, like for example, we are conducting research with the Central Council for a product that has already been mentioned in my speech. That is one. As well, we have several other food products. Like for example, the herbal juices that we'll be coming up with, that is going to be a very important product that is already there in the pipeline. As well as we have a new product that is called as gummies in our pipeline, which has already been introduced recently in our clinics. And the patients have given a very, very good response for the gummies because they taste sweet, but they can be used in diabetic patients, as well as they help in reducing down the symptomatology of a diabetic patient like neuropathy. So all these things are going to help. We are also trying out for few types of researches in kidney patients, but no hardcore evidence is yet found, but I'm sure that in coming few months, I should be able to get through it. So there are several more products in the pipeline, and we are looking out to have that through various different existing distribution of our clinics, as well as the external distribution network also.
All the best, sir, for the new products. One last bookkeeping question. The short-term borrowings have decreased from 1 crore to some 13-odd lakhs. So can you throw some light on the same?
Yes. Mr. Darshan will put some light on it. I'll pass on the question to Darshan, our CFO.
Hi, Nikhil. A good question. It is a very small amount, and I think so far it has not been noticed, I must appreciate. So short-term borrowings are ideally the OD, overdraft facility, which company has taken in initial days and which we throughout used to utilize for our funding of expansion planning. Like whenever we go for, you know, the major expansion of clinical, wherein in the bunch of 15 to 20 clinics are opened in particular region, there we used to take the OD facility just to ensure that that clinic is performing well and clinic is giving that, you know, return in time, so that that can be measurable and it can be identified individually. So this is what, as a measure, we used to have this OD facility. Post IPO, yes, the fund was like, you know, not required in a major way, but though in IPO the fund was like earmarked, and then over a period of time we have generated the surplus fund after utilizing the IPO proceeds and all. So now the funds are available, hence we have reduced that OD to a minimum level. But yes, we have kept this OD alive since, you know, whenever it requires or whenever we want to go ahead with a major expansion, like say opening a new clinic and all, then it can be a very good help to, you know, promote this. And right now the cost of OD is like say 9 to 9.5%, which is a quite minimal and at the acceptable level. Hence we have just kept it at a very minimum level. I hope I have answered your question to the satisfaction.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the detailed explanation. That's all from my side. I wish you all the best for the upcoming results.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vinayak Kudma from Virtuous Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, you all. This is Vinayak Kudma here. I have one question. Like, can you tell me broadly March 22 and March 23, what would be our marketing cost? I understand it is very, very broad a point. It could be like business development, it could be marketing, like what you spent in sponsoring your Gujarat event or what you would have spent in sponsoring your Goa event. So a ballpark figure, how much you would have spent in March 22 and how much you would have spent in March 23?
Okay, yes sir. In March 22, till March 22, we had spent somewhere about 8.5 crore rupees on the marketing for the whole year. While in March 23, we have spent, we have expended somewhere about 16 odd crore in this whole year. So, majorly, as what you said, the major investment of this marketing was seen in this event of Gujarat, where Ayurveda, this was the only biggest event to be conducted in the field of Ayurveda, and we were the best of them to promote ourselves as the only service provider which tries to reverse heart disease, diabetes and other non-communicable diseases with the help of Ayurveda only. So we had a good, we witnessed a good amount of people coming in there from all over the globe. And due to which we have started discussing n number of business options with various different people all over the globe. We are discussing with Dubai people, wherein we have already created a company over there, as well as we are in discussion terms with few people in USA for our product distribution over there. As well as due to this event, we had a good exposure to several doctors, and the new franchises that we have developed is also from the same kind of event. So this event has helped us, that is one. As well, we had also done an innovative kind of concept in which we had created a web series for a heart patient to understand what does a heart patient go through. And due to this web series, it has got more than about 80 lakh views till now, and that has given us a huge amount of spread and awareness towards the audience all over the state as well as out of the state. So that is the second initiative that we've done. As well, we have also tried to utilize this funds in digital kind of marketing, and due to which you could see that the number of new patients coming inside the clinic has increased considerably, and due to which we have seen an increase in the care plan amount. As we see this amount, as it is going on increasing, the major impact of this marketing, whatever we have done, is going to be seen in the coming months also, and that is going to help in increasing the business overall in this year as well as in the coming year.
Yeah, extension to this particular point, see, definitely Goa was aimed at Ayurveda, right, if I'm not wrong?
Yes, it was by the Ayurveda ministry.
Yes, yes. So that was major event, and really our presence over there was visible very, very widely. So this is definitely good. Second thing, being a consumer-oriented company, we need to spend as much as possible to have much bigger visibility, because we are getting into newer products, newer geography, newer patients. Having said this, lot many heart attack cases at sub 50 age is also visible, so that we need to make ourselves visible to as many patients in your geography, I understand. Another question over here is, with 35% jump broadly in our revenue, we have we had a liberty to spend 100% more tentatively in marketing budget.
Yes.
As you said, 25% jump you are expecting in current financial in revenue. I don't want you to be very specific. Do you think this marketing cost will also proportionally go up?
No.
In current financial year?
This is a beautiful question, but I have a beautiful answer on it. That the answer would be no, that the marketing cost will not jump proportionately. On the contrary, we are now coming up with innovative concepts by which the marketing cost will be kept maybe same or maybe reduced than as compared to the this year, the earlier year. And we would see that even though keeping the marketing expense in control, we are now coming up with few innovative concepts by which we'll be getting more number of footfall inside the clinic and the hospitals, through which the number of care plans will increase as compared to the earlier year.
Great, sir. Thank you. That is what was from my side. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Dixit from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Rohit. Thanks for taking the call. I just have one question. See, we are talking of launching new products. We are getting into the specific product segment and so on and so forth. Because of this, there will be obviously some marketing spend which you have to undertake. So this extension of the previous person's question, do we envisage a case of some kind of a margin flattening out, or margin will go down, or do you think margins will go, EBITDA margin at that level will go up? How do you see it happening for, say, fiscal 24 and 25?
Can you ask the question once again? Your voice was cracking.
Just a minute. I'm just removing the answer.
Please. Sure.
Yeah, the question was that do you see margins expanding, or because the volume there will be revenue growth of around 25% this year?
Yes.
Some kind of operating leverage will play out this year, because the reason I'm asking this question is you are going to launch some more products.
Right.
So there will be some impact of that new launches on the cost side. So how do you see your margins, say, in for financially 24 and financially 25?
Yes, I see the margins expanding because as per the earlier question, major margin was being consumed by the marketing expense itself. So now, due to various different initiatives that we'll be planning for, we'll be reducing down the marketing expense to a certain extent. That is going to help the margin, as well as increase in the sale of these new products, as well as the new care plans that we'll be coming up with. That is going to help the business to increase. So obviously, yes, the margins will expand, and I'm sure about it.
Can you quantify it in some tentative numbers, some kind of a sort of sense, how much will it expand by in terms of percentage of sales?
Okay, just a minute. What I'll do is I'll ask this question to be answered by Mr. Darshan, our CFO. So over to him.
Yeah, hi Sandeep. See, I understood the question. Now there are multiple dynamics which are playing a role in this particular area. Like when you go for a product and service composition, if product composition increases, so obviously your margin will be slightly affected, on a downward size, because service will always give you the higher margin because there are fixed costs which is limited in a certain extent. Okay, so that is the one point. Second point, when we reduce the marketing cost, so definitely marketing cost plus increasing in the growth, turnover of the sales and all, which in totality will increase the EBITDA margin, or the economics of scale will achieve. So this will increase the margin. So more or less, what we understood is margin will not be reduced, or it will not be substantially increased, but yes, it will be marginally increased. Say right now, if we consider around 9% is an EBITDA margin, then it may go up to 10 to 12% in the range bound. But it will not substantially increase unless and until the service growth is so high. So this is what is, I can say it's the best suitable answer to this particular question.
So see, we can assume a number of 25% kind of a revenue growth happening, and margins expanding from 9% to between 10%.
This is what we are expecting. On a conservative side, yes, between 9 to 12 it should range. It should not be reduced, but yes, it should increase.
Okay, it will inch up towards sort of 10-12%, or sort of. So 1% is a big number.
Basically, yes, you can say so, that we will be having an attempt to increase at the highest, but obviously on a conservative side, I'll suggest you can consider from 9 to 12% or something.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Basu Lalan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Sir, yes, you are audible. You may proceed with your question.
Okay, sir, this is the first time I heard about your company. So, it's a general question that what's the cost of going in Ayurvedic versus allopathy? Can you just elaborate? Hello?
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are audible.
Okay. Great. So, the cost of getting into any kind of Madhavbhag therapy, the Ayurvedic therapy, ranges from about 25,000 for the whole year to about 65,000 to 75,000 for the whole year. It depends on the symptomatology and the disease factors of the patient. Like, for example, if at all a patient comes down with a general HbA1c value, that is the blood sugar value of 3 months aggregated, if it ranges from about, say, 6.5 to 7.5 or 8, that is going to cost the patient somewhere about 25,000-30,000 for the whole year, in which the patient would be going through about 7 to 11 sittings all over the year, as well as he'll be getting the whole diet kit for the whole month, as well as the investigations covered for it. And all these things along with the doctor consultation, everything clubbed together, the patient will just have to pay about 25 to 30,000 for the whole year. If at all the patient is diagnosed with blockages in his coronary arteries, he has undergone angiography, as well as he has suffered a heart attack, as well he is a diabetic, he is a hypertensive, as well as obese, then in that case the patient will have to pay somewhere about 65,000-75,000 for the whole year, in which 3 months of diet kit, about 21 to 28 sittings all for the whole year, with the doctor consultations, with all the investigations, everything included in it, the patient will have to pay that much for his treatment.
Okay, so it is still cost effective compared to allopathy.
Absolutely. As well as one more point I'd like to add, that even though being cost effective, the benefit that the patient gets is far more better than that what normal allopathy treatment gets. So we have a recent research paper that we have done, and maybe in a couple of months or so, we are planning to publish it through a reputed peer-reviewed journal that is going to be an international cardiac journal, in which we are going to publish the data that we have just received from various different locations of our clinics, that the survival index is far more better even after 3 years. That is one study, and one study is about for a year, that the survival index is far more better than any conventional therapy that normally is been done in the all over the world. So that is going to give a good boost for the patient's morale to start with the treatment, because this being a non-invasive therapy as well as free from adverse effects, everybody would always opt for this kind of treatments.
Okay. So one more question. So normally patient come for if he is in early stage, or a serious patient also comes to clinic?
Okay. Early stage patients are always welcome, no doubt about it. Serious stage
so
patients.
What is the footfall? Which patient come more in early stage or serious? Yeah.
Right. As of now, if at all we categorize the patients, I'll give you examples. Like, for example, heart patients. Now, the patients who are being admitted in our hospitals, these are patients who have already undergone angiography and detected with blockages in their coronary arteries, and they have been advised for angioplasty and bypass surgery. So, such patients normally join up with the hospitals. Why? Patients who are diagnosed with blood pressure, with diabetes, obesity, such patients majorly joined with the clinics. So if at all you see, the severe kind of patients join up with the hospital, because the hospital has all kind of emergency management support devices along with us. We have the cardiac ambulance, all kind of support.
Yeah, sir, I understand that question. I was just comparing the percentage wise, which patient comes more?
Diabetic.
Yeah.
Diabetic patients come more. They are not in so severe kind of life-threatening disorders. But yes, okay. The symptomatology of those patients is quite severe for themselves.
So more for cure patient come, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And sir, one question, that what's your plan for next like 5 to 10 years as a point of view of shareholder? What are your thoughts, sir?
Surely. The future plan that we have is about setting up more than 1,000 clinics all over the nation. Right now we are about 302 plus. So we'll be going towards more than 1,000 clinics in next 4 to 5 years, and that is what our plan is. As well, the hospital infrastructure that we have, that is also we are planning to increase the existing capacity of the hospitals, as well as we are also planning to come up with a newer hospital if at all there is no investment required in such kind of existing hospitals, which we can come up as a rental basis. So that is how we plan. So as a whole, as of now, we have about 7 to 8 lakh patients coming down every year with us for our treatments. So we plan to reach for about, say, about 25 to 30 lakh patients treated with us every year. That is going to be the plan in the coming future.
Okay. And sir, what are your advertising plans? Like, I'm from MP, and you have around 19 clinics in MP, I think so.
Right.
Right. So, but I haven't heard about you.
Yeah.
Through advertisement and all. And I know about Patanjali. Obviously, Ramdevji is big space. So, what are your plans for advertisement?
So, normally what do we do is, we market very, very targeted approach. Unless and until the patient is not diabetic or heart patient or hypertensive or obese, we don't plan to reach those patients. So, this is how we normally have marketing budgets in control, because if at all you compare this with Patanjali or any other brand, the marketing budgets are too high. And that is what we are trying to avoid, to keep the profits on and keep the shareholders happy. So, this is where is the most important concept that we go ahead with. We don't bombard marketing anywhere, but we are very, very, very clever in marketing the and having our efforts to the point. Like, for example, in the past, we had conducted an event with Dainik Bhaskar in Madhya Pradesh, in which we had promoted Madhobag in way, in which it was something like that diabetes harega, Madhya Pradesh jitega. That was a mission for about 6 to 7 months, which had given a very, very good amount of impact to have more number of clinic footfall of diabetic and heart patients only. The same way we are planning to go ahead in this year also with various different publications like Amar Ujala, Dainik Bhaskar and others, so that the marketing towards these diabetic heart patients, etc., we reach them very, very efficiently.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah.
So just a couple of questions I had to understand the macro view of the business. So in terms of our franchisee model, if you could just explain a little bit about it in brief as to what the per clinic metrics are.
Sure.
I mean, in what measures do we measure the performance per clinic as such?
Sure. Now, a franchise clinic has an Ayurvedic doctor in it, and this Ayurvedic doctor is supposed to advise therapies and medicines as per the Madhavbag protocol, which has already been taught to them. Now, when the new patient comes inside the clinic, the doctor is supposed to go through a typical investigation format, a protocol in which for a diabetic patient, the doctor will have to go through HbA1c. For a heart patient, he'll have to go through stress test or a CT angio, various different investigations. On the basis of investigation, the doctor has a typical training in which he is going to advise those typical Madhavbag treatment protocols for the patient. Once the patient gets convinced for this whole therapy plan, the patient pays money to the doctor and the things begin. So this therapy that the patient pays in for does not include the dispensable medicine ka expense. The patient has been paying this money for his therapies, that is about 21 settings or 28 settings, along with the diet kit, the investigation and the doctor consultation altogether. But the medicine, the dispensable medicine that the patients might need in the future, that the patient is not covered in this therapy cost. Now, how does a franchise model work? Is consider you are a franchise owner, you are an Ayurvedic doctor, consider, and you are a franchise owner. And you are supposed to treat this patient. You will buy the kits, the medicinal kits, the therapy kits required to conduct the treatment of this procedure. You'll buy those kits from the company. Now, when you buy those kits from the company, if at all, consider the MRP of this product, the therapy is about 100 rupees. you will buy this therapy kit from the company for about 30 rupees. So effectively, you get a 70% margin on your therapies. Now, along with therapies, if at all you are going to dispense, you are going to prescribe the medicines, Madhubhag medicines to these patients, you will order these Madhubhag medicines from the company at 60 rupees. That means a 100 rupee MRP product. You will get it for about 60 rupees and you will sell it for about 100 rupees.
Okay. So, sir, how do you recover that the additional margin?
So,
the company bears.
Yes. The doctor or else the franchise owner has to buy these therapy kits as well as medicines prepaid from the company. So that is how the model has been designed.
So, sir, just to elaborate on this, if we are selling the medicine kits, which are product versus we can call service, as in the therapy or the consultation that the doctor would provide, is our share of revenue from both of these different? I mean, what kind of ratio would be product versus the services revenue for any individual clinic?
From the individual clinic, yes, I'll tell you. For an example, consider a clinic does a revenue of about 10 lakh rupees a month. In this case, about 60% of revenue comes in from the services and 40% of the revenue in the clinic comes in from medicines. In this 60% of revenue, like for example, 6 lakhs of revenue that the clinic generates for itself, 70% is the margin for the clinic, 30% is the margin for the company. While the 40% revenue of medicine sale that happens, in this 40% medicine sale, that is 4 lakh of medicine sale, in this 40% margin would be for the doctor or the franchise owner and 60% would be the margin for the company. Out of this 60% of margin, we have our COGS into it.
Understood. Thank you, sir. This is very helpful. So also...
sorry to interrupt. We request you to please rejoin the queue for further questions.
Sure, sir. I'll join back again. Thank you so much, sir.
The next question is from the line of Hiral Nandu from Kalpavruksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand 2 points. One is, do we have any direct competition in the listed space or unlisted space? I understand the Patanjali could be, but on the medicinal or the products side, but anything on the hospitality side?
Okay. I got your question. A direct competition as of now, if at all we consider Madhubhag to be a lifestyle modification center for chronic disease ailments, like we are into reversal of diseases. Like a diabetic patient comes in, we plan to reverse the disease. A heart disease patient comes in, we plan to reverse the disease. And we have research papers published for these treatments. So whatever is been done is scientifically proven in the peer-reviewed journals of modern allopathy world. Now, if at all we talk about competition for such kind of therapy chain all over the nation, I am sure that there is nobody in as a direct competition for this therapy chain. But being in the sector of chronic disease management, I consider our competitor to be directly Apollo Hospitals. And I would always like to compete with them so that I'll be able to go at par to them and have a good standing for our organization as compared to Apollo.
Great, great vision, sir. Just second thing, and correct me if I have understood wrong, we are targeting to reach 1,000 clinic in say next 4 to 5 years, right?
Right.
From current to. So I was just referring to the presentation we have got, and on the slide number 29, I somewhere read it like 1,000 clinic and 10 hospitals by 2025. So I just wanted to reconfirm if I have understood wrong or there's some gap in my...
You have read it very right, but taking into consideration the training that we need to impart to the doctors, like as if at all you must have dealt with Ayurvedic doctors, we have to scrutinize the doctor's entry inside the organization very, very cleverly, very, very judiciously. And this is taking a bit amount of time. And I am sure that now we are talking to various different government organizations to have these doctors inside the organization easily without any resistance, so that the training of these doctors can go faster. But yes, my plan is about getting in this next 1 or 2 years itself. But I am taking it conservatively that I'll take about 3 to 4 years.
Super, super, great. And any target for this 10 hospital, it shall remain same as a 2025 or 3-4 years or?
3-4 years. Okay. We had a conversation with few of the already existing hospital players, but the discussion did not go according to our terms. Hence, we have just postponed the plan to a certain extent.
Sure, sure. Thank you, thank you. And all the best. All the best for
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Rohit Sane, Managing Director and CEO of Vaidya Sane Ayurved Laboratories Limited, for closing comments. Over to you, Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. As we all know, our ancient healing science is underutilized in terms of reducing the mortality and hospitalization due to heart disease and coronary artery diseases. Our clinical studies showed that non-invasive and low-cost traditional healing remedies are very, very effective in combating the chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, and other non-communicable diseases. So we want to make Ayurveda the first line of treatment for these kind of chronic diseases, including the cardiac ailments. So I would like to thank you all for taking the time out and attending this call. I am also thankful to each member of Madhubak family, as well as our clients, creditors, banks, financial institutions, and other stakeholders, along with all the shareholders. For any queries or information, please get in touch with our investor relations team. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Vaidya Sane Ayurved Laboratories Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.